Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Fight Inside the Wildest Battle for the White House is a 2025 nonfiction account by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes that examines the turbulent 2024 United States presidential election. The book is written as a behind-the-scenes political narrative, drawing on reporting and interviews with more than 150 insiders from the Biden, Harris, and Trump camps, along with party operatives and leaders. Its purpose is not simply to recount election results, but to explain how the race unraveled, how power shifted inside both parties, and why Donald Trump ultimately returned to the White House, while Democrats were left confronting internal damage. The book belongs to a recent series of campaign chronicles by Allen and Parnes, but it focuses on a singularly chaotic election shaped by Biden's decline, his withdrawal, Harris's compressed campaign, Trump's legal and political resilience, and the larger sense of national dissatisfaction that framed the contest. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Biden's decline and exit reshaped the Democratic race. A central concern of the book is the collapse of Joe Biden's re-election effort and the consequences that followed once his limitations became impossible to ignore. Allen and Parnes present Biden not as a distant figurehead but as the key force whose reluctance to step aside destabilized the party's strategy, timing, and relationships. The narrative shows how a campaign built around continuity became unworkable once questions about age, competence, and public performance intensified. When Biden finally withdrew, the Democratic Party did not simply gain a new nominee. It inherited a compressed emergency transition with little room for deliberation or unity. That shift matters because it explains why the party's internal process looked reactive rather than strategic. The book argues that Biden's decision-making affected more than the ballot line. It altered trust among allies, exposed generational and institutional tensions, and left the Democrats fighting both the election and the aftermath of an aborted incumbent campaign. Secondly, Kamala Harris and the limits of a 107-day campaign. The book treats Kamala Harris's campaign as an unusually constrained effort forced to begin late and operate under the shadow of the incumbent she replaced. Rather than presenting her candidacy as a clean reset, Allen and Parnes emphasize the structural disadvantage of entering a race after the defining choices had already been made by Biden and his circle. Harris had to assemble messages, staff cohesion, and voter confidence in a narrow window while also remaining publicly tied to Biden's record. That tension is important because it explains why her campaign struggled to present a sharply differentiated identity. The book suggests that Harris was placed in a difficult position she needed to inherit the Democratic coalition without appearing to repudiate the president who elevated her. This created a political trap in which continuity and change pulled in opposite directions. By focusing on the 107-day campaign, the authors highlight how limited time can shape not only tactics, but the entire meaning of a candidacy, especially when the candidate enters under emergency conditions rather than through a full primary cycle. Thirdly, Trump's discipline, durability, and appeal to dissatisfaction. Another major theme is Donald Trump's ability to survive extraordinary legal, political, and personal pressure while still appearing responsive to voter frustration. The book does not portray his return as a simple result of charisma or scandal alone. Instead, it stresses that Trump benefited from a political environment in which many voters believed the country was heading in the wrong direction and were willing to overlook his flaws if he seemed to embody disruption and strength. Allen and Parnes also emphasize a more disciplined version of Trump than in earlier cycles, one that leaned on message control, public theatrics, and a sharper connection to everyday concerns. This is significant because it links style to substance. Trump's political method worked not only because it was confrontational, but because it matched the mood of an electorate that felt ignored or misled. The book therefore frames his victory as both a personal comeback and a referendum on the Democratic Party's inability to answer dissatisfaction convincingly. Fourthly, bloodsport politics inside party warfare and broken loyalty. Fight is especially interested in the internal combat that defined both parties, and it uses the phrase bloodsport politics to capture the ruthlessness of the 2024 race. The book suggests that the decisive battles were not only between Democrats and Republicans, but also within each camp, where loyalty was demanded. Alliances were fragile, and private grievances shaped public outcomes. One of its most revealing ideas is that Biden's departure did not produce orderly succession. It exposed resentments, damaged relationships, and forced actors to choose between political survival and personal allegiance. The same dynamic appears in the Republican orbit, where Trump's control of his party depended on discipline, intimidation, and the ability to keep rivals off balance. This focus gives the book analytical value because it treats campaigns as organizations under stress rather than as polished public-facing machines. In that sense, the real story is not just who won, but how institutions under pressure can fragment when ambition, loyalty, and fear collide at the highest level. Lastly, Why the Book Matters as Campaign Reporting, Not Just Election Recap. Beyond its event-by-event narrative, the book stands out as a work of political reporting that tries to reconstruct decision-making from the inside. Its method, based on extensive interviews with insiders, gives it the feel of a consequential insider history rather than a conventional post-election summary. That approach helps readers understand how elite perceptions, private conversations, and strategic misjudgments can shape public outcomes long before voters cast ballots. The value of the book lies in its explanatory ambition. It aims to show how a presidential campaign can break apart when leaders misread the electorate, manage succession poorly, or underestimate the emotional force of dissatisfaction. At the same time, the book has attracted criticism for its emphasis and framing, which makes it useful as a case study in how campaign books interpret a live political moment. Readers interested in modern American politics will find it useful not only for what it reports, but also for how it captures the mechanics of crisis, adaptation, and narrative control in a closely fought presidential race. In conclusion, Fight is best suited for readers who want a detailed insider account of the 2024 election, especially those interested in presidential campaigns, party strategy, and the practical consequences of leadership failure. It will appeal to readers of political journalism, election histories, and books that explain how decisions made inside campaign offices shape national outcomes. Its main value is explanatory rather than partisan. It reconstructs how Biden's decline, Harris's compressed candidacy, and Trump's resilience interacted inside one unusually volatile race. Compared with many election books that focus mainly on the final result, this one emphasizes process, transition, and internal fracture. That makes it especially useful for readers who want to understand how parties lose control of their own narratives under pressure. It also stands out because it is built from extensive real-time reporting and insider interviews, giving it immediate access to the private logic of power. In a crowded field of political books, Fight distinguishes itself by treating the campaign as a system under stress, where personal loyalty, institutional weakness, and voter dissatisfaction all became decisive forces. If you would like to support Jonathan Allen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.